They say, there she goes, that old holy roller. Think she's special, someone needs to tell her that she ain't no better than me. They say she's such a geek, that old Jesus freak. Every time she opens up her mouth to speak, she's always talking about being saved and holy. That was me, Miss Unpopular. Never asked to be part of the in crowd. Everyone knew who I was, 'cause my life screamed Jesus out loud. Now I've been stepped up, dumped over, just to carry cross on my shoulders.
They said he was an ordinary, 'cause he wanted to be married before he let himself be with someone else. They even said he was unnatural. What they didn't see that he was much more man than they'd ever be.
Greetings, greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program, and today's recording date is Sunday, November the 10th, 2013. So let's go ahead and forward to chapter 12 of Exodus. And we see now that the African Hebrew Israelite nation are about to go free. The principle is freedom, justice, and equality. And do not allow any preacher, any pastor, any imam, any rabbi, any religious leader to take your mind from the reality that this is freedom, justice, and equality on every level, spiritual, mental, moral, and physical. The Lord's Supper, the Passover, the Paschal, the Paschal, the Paschal, the Passover. This institution or ritual that commemorates the freedom, the justice, and equality of the African Hebrew Israelite people from the Hyksos slave master. Sekenenre in the south. Akmose or Kakmose and his Sekenenre died on the battlefield fighting the Hyksos, fighting the Indo-European Hyksos slave master. His son, Kakmose, which is where you get your Mose, Musa, Moses from, took the battle. He dies on the battlefield. But then Akmose, which is once again where you get your Mose, your Moshe, your Moses, your Musa, he takes up the mantle and is successful in driving out the Hyksos out of power, booting them, overthrowing them, and removing them from all vestiges of power in Africa, Kemet, and Egypt. Then you had a black woman named Hatshepsut, who took the throne some years later, and she creates a monument. See, we're talking about monuments. We're talking about memorials. So much is coming to the brain. And on that memorial, she points the memorial at the Hyksos that they were that were driven out of Africa, Egypt, Kemet, and says, never again will we allow those to rule us, for they ruled in the ignorance of God. She is speaking like Yahweh. She is speaking like Moshe. Why? Because the African Hebrew Israelite nation and the Africa Kemet, Egypt, are one Ethiopian people with the same ideas and knowledge and wisdom of the Most High. Now, verse 1, chapter 12, we're about to see this final plague come on the Hyksos Pharaoh, the death of the firstborn. The Hyksos killing and destroying. The Hyksos Indo-European invaders slaving, colonizing, killing, destroying. Research the works of Ashra Kwesi, who talks extensively about what the Hyksos, Ashra Kwesi, Judaism, stolen religion from Africa, part 1 and 2, goes into detail concerning how the Hyksos killed and raped and destroyed. So they did all this wickedness, and they thought they could manipulate the power of the Most High in creation. There is a thought that the African Egyptians worshipped, African Kemet, worshipped creation. No, the African Kemet and the African Hebrews understood that the Most High is one Father and Mother, sacred masculine, sacred feminine, working in union. And that every aspect of creation, the universe, is a reflection of that oneness of the Most High acting on sacred and sacred masculine and sacred feminine power to produce life. Even that which we call inanimate on a molecular level is absolutely animated, because Ka, the spirit of the Most High, is in every facet of the universe. We have to study quantum physics. We have to study quantum mechanics. We have to study the atom as African knowledge, understanding that that po seed that we spoke about is the atom, and that po seed is you and me. We are the universe. We are the seed of the Almighty Father, and within us is the Almighty, and that egg that we burst forth from, light and sound, invisible, light and sound, and then visible, light and sound as waves. But what we're saying is that atom, that pulse seed, that most infinitesimally smallest particle in the universe had within itself the great expansive power and reality of the universe. This is African teaching. So we're teaching of the Most High, called Amen, called Amenet, called the Ptah, called with various names that actually depict the scientific progression of creation and the scientific mechanism of atoms and molecules and various elements of your elemental table. This is so much science that the Africans gave us that we just don't know. And so these that talk about African, Egyptian, Kemet worshiping some part of creation are liars or just ignorant. So now we have the plagues coming down on the firstborn son. That's about to happen of the Hyksos Pharaoh. And so now the Most High is going to instruct Moshe and Aaron as to how to protect the African Hebrews from such powerful devastation of the Most High and judgment on that wicked Hyksos Pharaoh and Hyksos system of slavery, colonialism, and exploitation. And so, verse 1, chapter 12, and the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Sisters and brothers, we have been studying this scripture, I have, for 5 decades near. Only because I am willing to listen to those that may be called crazy by preachers, that ministers may call crazy, that the church leadership may call crazy. I said, no, let me listen, because there may be something of truth and value. I kept my mind in Africa. I understood that, no, don't you reject Africa. Don't you reject your African ancestors, because they are the key to this knowledge and this wisdom and this understanding. Listening to people like John Henrik Clark, listening to people like Dr. Ben Yosef Benyakinen, listening to people like Chancellor Williams, listening to people like Ashwa Kwesi and his wife Miriwa Kwesi, those men and women who have kept the knowledge of Africa alive and who should be revered as wonderful teachers, people like Charles Finch, people like Booker T. Coleman, people like Gabriel Oyibe, I believe his name is, these wonderful people, scholars, who have gone into the deep knowledge of Africa. Look this, sisters, look at this, sisters and brothers, this month of your freedom, this month that you shall go free, is the beginning of the year for you. Why is it that our beginning of the year is January, when the beginning of the year of the African Hebrews was March? This time period that they went free from the Hyksos slave system was the middle of March. And it is not a coincidence that in the zodiac, the beginning is March, not January. The beginning is science, sisters and brothers, based on the springtime, based on life. You see, in the cycles, as you know, we have spring, we have summer, we have autumn or fall, we have winter. And around the time of the solstices, in March is March 21. March, April, May, June. June 21, the summer solstice. September 21, autumn, fall, solstice, equinox. And then December 21, you have the winter solstice. Let me see. Spring equinox, winter solstice. Those are the two polar opposites. So the winter is the winter solstice, and you have the whole movement of the sun and the rebirth of the sun. So we're talking about science. And so the beginning of the year is the middle of March, and it matches the zodiac. The Africans are the original teachers of the zodiac. And the Africans taught all that the Africans taught for the freedom and emancipation and justice and equality of the human being. The European teachers of zodiac have misused and abused the zodiac. Let me say those solstices again. In the spring, March 21 or thereabout. June 21 for the summer, September 21 for the fall, and December 21 or thereabout for the winter. And so the African Hebrew Israelite nation going for freedom, justice, and equality in March. And so scientifically, that's the beginning of life for the earth again. And so we see that a people that have been totally destroyed are now being infused with the power and spirit of life. They are now going to embark on a journey. This is the purpose that the Most High has given them, to infuse spring, March, life. Also, this time period is the sign of Aries. We have to go back into the African teaching of the zodiac to free ourselves. All of the zodiac signs are powers within the human being. Quantum physics, quantum mechanics, the atom, reflection of the universe. You are the atom. You are the Adam. Adam in the Bible, Genesis, is the modern day atom. Adam is masculine and feminine, male and female. So that power in the universe is also within us, because we are that particle that are part and parcel of the universe. So the Aries is to be the sign for the next 2,000 years from that time period of about 1550 BC out to the time period of Pisces, which is the time period of Yahushua, Jesus the Christ, Yahushua Messiah. But sticking with the Aries, sisters and brothers, remember that the sign used by Moses and the African Hebrew Israelite nation was the ram's horn. The ram's horn, the horn representing resurrection, life coming again, spring, life coming up, life coming again, all based on the science of the universe, the science of the zodiac, the movement of the sun in the clockwise 12 month, but also in the counterclockwise 26,000 year period, moving through seven pole stars in 26,000 years, moving through the 12 signs of the zodiac in 26,000 years, the zodiac forward and backward representing 360 degrees of knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. The 12 signs of the zodiac in the sky, in the universe, broken up into 30 degrees, each house, each sign. 30 times 12 is 360 degrees of knowledge and wisdom, and African knowledge and wisdom and overstanding. And the sign of the Aries, the ram, and the African Hebrew Israelite nation were to take a ram. Later on, you see in chapter 12, they are to take a lamb. One of the definitions of the word lamb comes out to young ram, R-A-M, a ram or a goat, but a ram. And so we see the sign of Aries coming up in the African Hebrew Israelite nation. What are some of the attributes that are associated with the Aries sign? We see Aries, the ram, the ruler is Mars. Okay, because with every sign, you have a planetary power associated with that sign that further gives us understanding of the power within the human being and the power in the universe. So let me stick with I'm reading from a book called The Coffee Table of Astrology, edited by John Lynch, with texts by Santa Rama Rao, Alan Leo, Isabel Pagan, and others. For the Aries, it is written, the ram. So we see the ram. And know that in the African Hebrew language, that word El, that is translated God, 410 Hebrew, Cy Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, when you go, I believe it's 352, you get Ayil, and that is the ram. The ram, strength, mighty, power, that is comes out as a masculine symbol, but is in men and women. The human family, men and women, acting on masculine and feminine polarity. So Aries, the ram, the ruler, the planetary ruler of this house, Aries, is Mars. This is a fiery sign. And you see fire prevalent in scripture in this time period. The fire, they roast the ram over a fire. Fire for the altar. Fire called down by Ezekiel to deal with the wicked ruling class in his day. So you see the prevalence of fire. Remember fire and brimstone raining down on Sodom and Gomorrah. And fire is a feminine, comes out in the feminine in the African Hebrew language. So we see how the sacred masculine and the sacred feminine are working together. This Aries is energetic. So you have energy. And when we talk God and spirit and angel, we're talking about spirit and soul energy, impulsive. Let me see if I can go to the Google Dictionary, and we want to keep up with the definitions of these words, and it's such a blessing to understand this type of truth. Impulsive. Let me see now. Impulsive is defined as tending to do things suddenly and without careful thought. So what we want to do is control our thoughts so that we do not do things without thinking. So this is teaching us that we have some defects that we have to deal with. We don't want to just be impulsive when it comes to freedom, justice, and equality. Sometimes your spouse wants to have fun just on an impulse. So we do those types of things. But when it comes to freedom, justice, and equality, we plan these things. The next attribute here associated with Aries is positive. So we come into the world and we all have this attribute of being positive. Now, some people are a little more, you may say, pessimistic, not so positive, but we want to tap into that positive power in the universe so that we can understand that we have the power to free ourselves and be positive in such mental thinking and capacity. It says the pioneer sign. So pioneer has to do with that first one. That first one is a pioneer. They talk about the pioneers that laid foundations. So this is the pioneer sign, the foundation sign. Also, looking at the information concerning the first house, more information, the ascendant or rising sign. This is all African knowledge. Now, Allah is the ascender. Allah is the one that raises us up into his mind of supreme knowledge so that we may defeat this wicked system of death, hell, and destruction. And Allah is the feminine ascender into her mind of supreme wisdom that we may defeat this wicked system of death, hell, destruction. Allah, after we ascend, we are able to Allah, which is change our occurrence and our circumstance. Now watch this. Personal appearance, character, ability, the self. Now personal appearance. In our church bulletin, and you can get inspiration from anywhere, even if you have disagreement with people, yet listen to your sister and your brother. Yet listen to each other, because even as we have disagreement about certain things, nevertheless, the power of the Most High is in each other, and we yet may inspire thinking. In the bulletin, pastor's wife, had us put in the bulletin a little thing to think about from the pastor's desk. Father, help me dress like a Christian. I want others to recognize me as a representative of your cause. We are here to say that the cause is freedom, justice, and equality. We want to dress the part. We want to appear the part. We want our character to reflect that we are here to free the human family from the grips of the slave master, modern day Hyksos, House of Rothschild, and the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families. We want to be a member of your family. This is that pastor's desk. I want people to know me for what I am inside myself. This is so interesting, because one of the attributes associated with this first house is the self. The self. Only as we go into our character, connected with the universe, quantum physics, quantum mechanics, the pole seed, the egg of the universe, Emma, Emeya, only as we go into our character. Know yourself. Go into your abilities, our talents, our attributes. We begin to know ourself. Know myself. Know me for who I am inside myself. The basic teaching of the African Kemet Egypt was know thyself. That meant go into the universe. Go into yourself. Go into your anatomy. Go into biochemistry. Go into our biology. Go into the knowledge of the Most High in the universe and within ourselves. Come together. Get to know each other so that we may do what? Know ourselves. For what purpose? That we may ascend and rise and get up and resurrect and have life and make sure that all are able to have equal access to the life of the universe. Now, the planetary power is Mars, which has to do with courage. Take courage, poor working class masses of oppressed people. Know that we are to take courage and know that the Most High is here to free us from the grips of the power of the house of Rothschild and the Oppenheimers and the wicked ruling class and ruling families. And the whole universe is moving us to that time of total and complete universal international freedom, justice, and equality. And we are being empowered and encouraged to create that new civilization that is based on the civilization of the Most High in the universe. Enthusiasm is another attribute. Be enthusiastic. Pump this enthusiasm and courage into your babies and your children. Make them to know that they are somebody in the universe. They are gods and goddesses in the universe. Take courage. Be enthusiastic. Did we not say in Revelation that we are suffering from apathy? Being indifferent to the condition and plight of our sisters and brothers, suffering untold sufferings economically, spiritually, mentally, morally, and even calamities coming through nature. In Philippines, our sisters and brothers are suffering. Do we have the love to help our sisters and brothers in the Philippines who are suffering from this tornado, hurricane, whatever it is? Mars is also associated with war and wounds, because we are at war with the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families. And we want not to inflict a physical wound, but inflict a spiritual and mental wound on the wicked and destroy their power and influence over us, and come together as Mars fighting for freedom, justice, and equality. Fire is associated with Mars. And once again, we see in Scripture that fire is prevalent, and fire of Mother Holy Spirit, and cloven tongues of fire, and fire in the Hebrew is feminine. See, we don't mind talking about sacred masculine and sacred feminine. Ael, I yield, the ram is strength. Planetary, Aries in the planetary power, Mars, and fire prevalent, and fire and brimstone in the African Hebrew is feminine. See, we are moving on sacred masculine and sacred feminine. Let's take this next break, last break. See you on the other side of the break.